BBC News with Julie Candler. Large numbers of Venezuelans around the world are voting in an unofficial referendum on government plans to create a new assembly with the power to change the constitution. The vote, organized by the opposition, follows months of political violence in Venezuela and a worsening economic crisis. President Nicolas Maduro has dismissed the referendum as meaningless. The Pakistani military says it has launched a major offensive against Islamic State militants in the northwestern region next to the Afghan border. The government in Islamabad has long denied the presence of IS inside its territory, despite a series of attacks claimed by the group. A brother of President Hassan Rouhani of Iran has been arrested. Officials in Tehran said Hossein Feridun would continue to be detained because he had failed to provide bail money. It's unclear what charges he might face. Iran has identified an American national who's been jailed for 10 years for spying. He's a Princeton University researcher who has joint U.S.-Chinese citizenship. Thousands more people have fled their homes in western Canada in response to wildfires which have raged across the province of British Columbia for more than a week. Increased wind speeds have fanned the flames of over 160 separate blazes. One person has been killed and about 30 policemen injured in Cairo in clashes between the security forces and the residents of an island in the Nile. Police met resistance when they went to demolish buildings that were allegedly constructed illegally. Roger Federer has become the first player to win the men's singles title at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships for the eighth time. He beat Marin Cilic of Croatia in straight sets. Here in Britain, a woman has been chosen for the first time to play the lead role in the BBC's long-running science fiction series Doctor Who. Jodie Whittaker will be the 13th Doctor. BBC News.